Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's Blast from the Past, it's Ms. Pat's TV show, White Babies and Licking Tom's Head. You'll hear that coming up next.
Last call, announced the barkeep, and then their eyes did meet. Betty the bearded lady and Tom the 4-inch freak. No relation to you, Tom. Tom lowered his voice and made a pass. What are you doing later? Betty thought as she stroked her beard. Nothing, sweet potato. People pointed, jokes were made, but it fell on 4 deaf ears. Tom thrust his tiny shoulders back and ignored the painful jeers. Betty, he said, the world can be such a cruel, unfeeling place. She said, I know, my little pumpkin, and kissed his tiny face. She carried him through the parking lot to the woods that lay beyond. Never before had either felt such an instant common bond. Betty, he said, gazing down at his tiny platform shoe. Tonight I would like nothing more than to make sweet love to you. She said, I'm a virgin. He said, so am I. She said, don't you think that's weird? He said, not really. I'm 4 inches tall and, you know, you got the beard. She pressed him tight against her bosom. He inhaled her perfumed air. He covered her neck with tiny hickeys and stroked her facial hair. The moonlight danced off his cowboy hat. She giggled and she swayed. She undid his tiny rhinestone belt. A cricket looked away. She set him down, unzipped her dress, still tipsy from the booze. She tripped, pulling off her panties, and crushed him with her shoes. Bearded Betty never married. Her mistake sure took its toll. She still owns that pair of shoes, and Tom's still in her soul.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
All right. Ms. Pat's filming her TV show coming up in October. The show is yet unnamed. I would assume that, don't the scripts say something? They have to have something on them. Is it Ms. Pat like Project? Pat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You going to come watch it being taped live? You should come out.
I'm probably busy, but...
I've been coming here 10 years dealing with you. You can come watch her.
Has it been 10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Go on. Go, Tom. Squeeze it in. Go out, watch the show, have dinner with Miss Pat.
I have to give you credit. You helped my career a lot. Now, come on, let me help you.
One thing leads to another.
Maybe I can squeeze it in. Now,
I should do an episode where I lap dance for a white man, and it's you.
Yes. Yes, you should.
Forbidden sex.
With cocoa butter on it.
All of this is good. Yes.
I'll be the DJ at the...
the strip club?
Give it up for Destiny.
Am I required to do anything in particular?
Yeah, touch.
Other than look shocked.
You gotta, yes, she said you have to touch her.
You have to stick your feet.
There'll be no sticking of anything.
No, I can assure you. I'm talking about, I got cellulite. You're going to just stick your feet.
Light or cellulite?
Cellulite.
Oh, leak.
Well, there's nothing light about it.
I can't take it.
I want to, did I mention the Jess Hookers? I want to run a couple stories that Jess might have missed. I want your
Please.
Thoughts on this. First of all, I was just looking over this one where this poor guy is throwing feces at the judge.
This poor guy?
What?
But he's found innocent. I mean, can you imagine if you're the judge and a guy's heaving his turds at you and you find him innocent? This judge must be a great judge.
Unfazed, yeah.
Yes. To
was
be.
It in well, the courtroom? Were they in the courtroom?
In the courtroom.
Yeah. So he smuggled turds into the
courtroom? No, sitting in a wheelchair.
I think they made his own. I think they were. I guess technically he smuggled them in.
Smuggled them in his ass, yeah.
Right out of
them.
Am I right?
I hope to God they were homemade. It would be even worse if they were somebody else.
Is that a shoebox?
No, I'd like to say these are from
Your
my
Honor,
attorney.
I'd like to add one last thing.
I didn't know if they were beforehand because when you go into the courtroom, they pat you down really well. And they
not
have to
for terrorists, Jay. Jesus Christ. I'm loaded right now.
So technically, he was a turd burglar. Unfortunate term. No, but I mean, listen, seriously, the judge had to be dispassionate to.
Yeah, well, I think she.
Because, I mean, if I'd been the judge, it would have been death penalty right then.
Unless the judge was into it.
No, I don't think so. And I think he's going to be charged with that, but he was acquitted on the charges that were brought to the court.
God, do I have a gavel? Give me a gavel. I need to make.
Why don't you have a gavel?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't. Yeah, yes. Yeah, good point, Jess.
Because I could make. I just thought of this.
Case dismissed. Wham.
Does this sound like a gavel?
Not at all.
Sounds like
we used to have a giant one in the corner.
Where did that one go?
What's your verdict?
Okay. Does this sound like? Odor in the court. Odor in the court.
All that for odor in the court.
Totally worth it.
I'd assume there'd be a...
Killed it. Here comes the judge.
Oh, wait a minute. It wouldn't be Judge Judy. Of course it would be Judge Duty.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Now enter in the courtroom.
How do we go for 5 minutes without thinking of that one?
Tom, it would be no odor if it was a day old.
Really?
I beg to differ.
Have you ever owned a puppy dog and been gone for an extended period?
Ever gone before a shower and you're like, I'll flush when I get out of the shower. And then,
change topics.
And you wonder why you're single.
No, I have no wonders about it.
I'm real clear.
About to get you a black woman. I'm about to change my mind now, Josh.
Now, let's see. We had interesting news from the KFC people. Always having fun out there. This is official, apparently. The KFC Cheetos Chicken Sandwich.
Yes.
Will be arriving soon.
Sounds delightful.
Why don't you just dump Cheetos on that chicken bowl they sell?
That would be good, too. Maybe they'll do that.
This way you don't have to bring your own Cheetos to the party. I mean, they're doing it all for you.
We have a win bag. Not so much a win, but our friend, Gary.
Trying to help?
Yes, because, Chick, you said you like to put Cheetos on different things.
Right. That's right.
You mentioned mashed potatoes and a few. Well, this seems so simple. How did we not come up with this?
I don't know.
Gary says he's been putting Cheetos in chili instead of crackers for years.
Or Fritos.
Well, now this kind of brings us back to the walking taco idea that Tom had never heard of.
Walking taco? They got a taco that walk?
Well, you get don't a bag, walk and eat it.
Yeah, get a bag of Cheetos or corn chips.
I don't like
dump chili in the bag and go.
I won't even drink coffee.
It's a ballpark thing.
Wait, time out.
Afraid of spills?
You won't walk and eat at the same time?
No.
Why?
And you won't drink coffee and walk at the same time?
Tom, is it because you can't walk and eat?
Probably. At least I like to enjoy a cup of coffee by sitting.
You're one of those guys at like the state fair. You get all your snacks. You go, all right, now I've got to find a table.
Yes, exactly.
You don't walk around with a turkey leg or a pork chop at the fair?
No, I'm not a heathen.
You don't have to be a heathen to eat a turkey leg.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Tom.
Although I will say this, whenever I have had a turkey leg, I have to hold it up in the air and then wench more grog.
Of course.
You're Henry VIII.
Yes.
Thing.
That's right.
No,
you don't walk around Disney World carrying food at all?
A Mickey Mouse
sit down like a human being.
Oh, you are
Tom,
so
I'm going to put you in a trunk.
Here we go. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Let's hear her out.
And then what?
Put some adventure in it to excite him. Put him in the trunk, kidnap him, beat on the trunk, open the trunk and beat him.
That's
and
right.
Take him some more.
Adjust him. Give him an adjustment.
Open the trunk, beat him.
Close the trunk back. I'm going to kidnap him, Tom.
What
the I'm going to take you to my cousin's house and you ain't going to understand what they're saying. It's English, but it's a different type of English.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And now my favorite scene in Goodfellas.
Now, No. Don't you like to sit and enjoy a taco?
Yes.
Well, ideally, yes. No. But if you're out and about and you're at a fair, it's fair time.
That's why they invented the walking taco.
Right. That's the point of that. You can have a real taco.
They have picnic tables at the fair. I go there every year and I sit down and I have
a... Oh, my gosh.
Okay, sorry.
Whatever.
So do you have a... Is it candle lit?
No.
Napkins?
I like to sit. Got a three-year-old and a six-year-old.
Well, they're not going to sit.
They can't walk and eat at the same time.
Yes, they're in strollers. And the six-year-old could.
My six-year-old know how to walk and eat. Yeah. I'm like, you better keep up or throw it away.
She's tough, but she's fair.
You don't talk to your babies like that, Tom? Do you need a black nanny in their life?
Maybe you need to start talking to your babies like that.
Oh,
you do need
a
black nanny in your life.
Let Miss Pat nanny your girls for a day.
Yeah, let me keep them babies.
That's a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's called Let Me Keep Them Babies.
Pat.
No, let me keep
Randy Newman do the theme. Oh, let me keep them babies.
Let me keep them white babies.
Let me keep them white babies. That's a hit.
Pat, you got to watch four episodes just based on the title.
No, Pat, that should be one episode of your show.
No, because I'm, you know, a white baby. I used to tell a bit about that. I go to the store and white babies be staring at me. Because I'd be in Walmart stealing right there at the counter. You know, you eat your candy bar and put your paper down.
What? Slow down. I lost you there. You buy your candy bar?
Okay, so I'm at Walmart one day. And I'm eating the candy at the counter. Because everybody eat that candy right there at the counter, and they don't never pay for it.
What?
Really?
Yeah, they
no.
What,
so I think that's shoplifting, but
no, it's not. Because you put the paper back. And the barcode is on the paper.
Right, that you scan the wrapper. You've seen this. Somebody buys a drink at a grocery store. They drink it while they're shopping, and then they...
I mean, all right. Okay.
I was standing in line, and this little baby was staring at me, a white baby. I'm like, what you looking at me for, white baby? You going to tell on me? You can have one, too.
Pat, you have to put this in your show.
I already wrote a bit about that, but yeah, I was like, what you looking at me for, white baby?
That should be the opening scene in the opening episode of your show. What you looking at me for, white baby?
That's a good show, too. It's just Miss Pat and a white baby, and the baby's like, what you looking at? And then we just hear the kids answer.
That's right.
She didn't answer. I was like, you could get you a candy bar, too. This Walmart. Everybody eat this right here at the counter.
Did you give her the candy bar?
Oh, did I give her one? Yeah. No, her mama wouldn't let her take it.
Oh.
Sure.
It was chocolate.
Oh, that sounds like a...
Dumb baby.
That sounds like a great episode. Miss Pat, by the way, once again, if you're just joining us, is going to be filming her show starting in October. It's slated for the Hulu Network.
Hulu Network.
Wow, and you don't have a title for it. It's not going to be the Miss Pat Show.
It's probably going to be the Miss Pat Show.
Miss Pat Show.
We went through three writers, and now I fly out after 4th of July, and we're starting to pick the directors.
Okay.
So
you got to name it at some point.
We're going to name it. Well, that's the least of concern. Hey, mm-hmm. It took 3 years to write it, Tom. You know how long I've been waiting?
Yeah, I know, but I think titles are really important. I think there are certain TV shows that weren't successes because of the title.
Really? Like, do you know off the top of your head?
AP Bio. I had no idea what that was about.
Man, that's a great show.
I know.
AP Bio. I would have
skipped over the title. As soon as I saw the title, I don't know what this means. Next.
AP Bio sounds like Associated Press Biology.
I don't know what it is. I just...
That sounds like the Bible.
AP is a class in high school. Biology.
I know, but advanced with no... place. Right. I understand once it was explained to me, but contextually, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
If you call the show What You Looking At, White Baby, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
That does map out something.
You know? It does.
Tells you a little something about it.
Right.
And
it has a theme. The lyrics of the theme will explain what the show is. Ms. Pat, here she is talking to a white baby.
So you're going to have like a Gilligan's Island type theme song.
Yeah. Now listen to the song about Ms. Pat and a white baby.
Here's a story about a lady named Pat who was yelling at little baby white girls.
White baby girls.
So you won't let me keep your babies, Tom?
A blatant ripoff of the
Brady Bunch. I think we'll have to have a little conference out about that before I say absolutely, emphatically, absolutely no.
Yeah, you might want to bring somebody else into the conversation.
Wait a minute. You just used eight words I've never heard of. Are you trying to tell me no?
I inadvertently used absolutely
really white.
Twice.
Really white.
We're talking about your TV show you start filming in October. I think I've got an idea for the very beginning of the show.
What's that?
Referencing one of the most famous show beginnings in sitcom history. Remember where Mary Tyler Moore is in Minneapolis and she does the spin and heaves the hat?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Same thing with Miss Pat.
Make it after all.
Except when you take off your hat, your wig comes off. and you no, hold it up in your bald head.
That's pretty funny. On, funny.
My bald head, I got a lot of hair.
You do?
My hair about this long. But
I've never seen it.
You won't, unless you come to the house.
Don't believe
what,
you.
What color
you
is your hair?
You get to see my hair when, no, when I don't have on a bra.
It's platinum blonde.
It's platinum blonde.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That'd
no,
be a
it's
shocker.
Brown. No, it's just natural.
Is it your hair, though, really?
I have really long hair, Tom.
I had no idea. Because you're always wearing
and
your...
And you would never see it. It's
you're always wearing
up.
Your wig hat, as I like to say.
Exactly.
Why don't you let your hair just go natural?
Because natural black hair takes a lot of work, Chris. Yeah.
Huh.
You got to oil it. You got to comb it. I'm very tender-headed, too.
Gotcha.
You remember that scene on The Color Purple when she was combing that black girl?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm like when you comb my hair.
Ah.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah. This ain't what you want.
So you keep it braided?
I know
braided.
What that's like. Yes. That's a relatable.
Yeah. Tom, I got to tell you something.
You see, Pat,
you're
I don't have any hair.
Through
on
your skull. Yeah.
My 6-year-old, that's her new big gag. Yeah. My dad has no hair.
What's so funny about that?
Aww.
Bless your heart. You want me to lick your head?
She thinks it's hilarious.
Yes, yes, we all
oh, boy,
yep.
do we.
We want you to lick his head.
Yep.
To
see the
let's go
head.
Viral. Let's go viral.
On Tom's face when that tongue hits his skull.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Just all the way around that dome. Oh, we have
lick it all over. Come on.
Let's I've, do it.
Pat,
I've never licked white head, but I will lick your head.
Pat, this could be the theme song to your show. Ready? Here we go.
We can.
Here's the song.
Put on your high heels,
no, we're not letting Tom change the subject.
No. Not on your head.
Do you need him to put something on his head for you to lick off?
No.
How about some cheese whiz?
No, you're gonna
here's
be
the best
your
part.
High.
This is a great song.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock him down.
Okay, that's a song.
Who is that?
Put on your head, Rez, baby. Oh, wait a minute. Do you know who this is? Hang on one second.
Don't change the topic. Who's that other guy?
Oh, sure. Jesus Jones.
Right here, right
remember
now.
Remember we mentioned Jesus Jones? Tommy Tucker.
I defy
Tucker.
You not to move to this song. It's great.
This is Jesus Jones, Pat.
No.
You don't like this?
Nah.
Not at all. Sounds like Randy Newman to her.
A little too alt-rock.
Yeah.
Great vocal.
That great vocal?
You don't like that vocal? Well, it's no...
Bob Dylan.
It's no Tommy Tucker.
It's no...
Put on your high heels,
sneaker. Oh, I mean, this is great.
Tom! I got it.
When I was a little kid, I heard
I gotta
that
get
song,
you some
and
diversity.
I walked around singing. That's fairly diverse
that
for me.
That ain't diverse. Ain't nobody black never heard that but him, because he
what?
Don't count.
What do you mean he don't count?
Ace doesn't count.
He's a different type of black. Look,
there it is.
No, he's a great blues artist. That's the most soulful. Never mind.
I want to tell you something. I was
okay.
in California this week.
Uh-huh.
So I made top 10 variety comedy, so I'm going to watch next year. So my lawyer sent me a bottle. Of Dom Perignon.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but when I Googled it, it was $800.
What?
Yeah, it was. He sent me. I don't even drink, so anybody out there want to buy a bottle of Dom Perignon?
Is it?
No,
$800?
I don't think it's $800.
My daughter said it was
$800. Well, that's what your lawyer is.
Say...
That's what your lawyer is charging you for.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
$112.
Like two.
No,
$200.
No, mine is 200. Premium, and it say 2006.
Oh, well, that's different.
Watch out. It is because we Googled it. You know, black people Google everything to make sure it's real. Yeah, we Googled it. Premium. It's a premium.
Yeah, maybe it's a special edition.
Maybe it's a special edition.
Oh, it says premium.
Premium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be a...
So we can pop it when I lick your head.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, we can't wait that long. You need to do that today.
But
can
Pat's
I come lick your head, Tom?
God, please.
The views. Think of the views.
We could do this. We could change the lyrics to this song.
Look at that.
Why you keep changing the song?
Because you could... something, 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 and you could lick your head.
Well, Godwin's here. Why don't you whip up a theme for Miss Pat?
Randy Newman singing it?
Oh,
I realize.
Now, once again,
you're amazing,
we
Pat.
Had an argument this morning. I love Randy Newman. Always
I realized I went to see Toy Story 4, and I was immediately in a bad mood, and it was Randy Newman singing.
It was his fault,
you
huh?
got a friend.
That's exactly the wrong response.
Yeah. It is the wrong response.
Here's an old saying, I'm going to sing a stitch in time.
What's the matter? Too much love.
Randy Newman has already done a jingle for Monk.
Tuba.
It's a jungle out there.
See, it's a jungle. He takes whatever.
No, he's great.
And he makes it into a great song.
Well, let's have a Miss Pat.
Tuba. Tuba heavy.
So, okay. So
Miss Pat theme song.
Yeah.
Randy Newman. Ready?
Right. Randy Newman song.
Let me have those babies. Let me sit those girls. Let me babysit your white babies. Show them another world. Well, this is this and that is that. Babysit with Miss. Gonna have all your white babies now.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. It's
like Randy was here.
And don't forget, let me and don't have forget those babies. I take them on a drive-by.
Oh, jeez.
Tom.
Take them babies on a drive-by.
Take them babies on a drive-by.
White babies. Oh,
you want to feel something make you cry?
Take them white babies.
Don't cry.
Don't cry, white baby. Don't cry.
Here on MLK Boulevard.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.